First up, this Friday, November 20th, French authorities say the suspected mastermind of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris is dead. Abdelhamid Abaoud was killed in a police raid Wednesday at a Paris apartment. Abaoud had been linked to several foiled terrorist plots before last week's attacks were carried out. Police say a wiretap picked up phone conversations that led them to the apartment. They believed Abaoud's cousin was there. She was a suicide bomber who also died in the raid. The ISIS terrorist group has said it was responsible for the attacks that killed 129 people. Since then, it's threatened other cities around the world, and security has been increased in many places. President Obama, who's been criticized for his strategy in dealing with ISIS, says defeating the terrorists is going to be a multi-year task, and that one thing that'll be necessary is a political settlement to the civil war in Syria. The instability there has helped ISIS seize power in large parts of the country. ISIS's organization has not only helped it raise or steal millions of dollars, as we reported earlier this week, it's also contributed to the network's strong grip on the areas it controls.
ISIS sees itself as a state, a government. Its ambition to be an Islamic caliphate that claims sovereignty over the world's Muslim community. So, how does ISIS govern the territory it controls? Who picks up the garbage, runs schools, and patrols the traffic? Well, this is an area larger than many countries, and ISIS has divided the territory into wilayats, or provinces, each of which has a governor. Several new provinces have been created, virtually erasing the Syria-Iraq border. At the top of the government is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the self-declared caliph of ISIS. He has a sort of cabinet, the Shura Council, and beneath that, about 10 ministries or councils that maintain everything from health, education, and religious rulings to transportation and even environmental policy. Despite its medieval sense of justice, in many ways, ISIS runs a surprisingly modern bureaucracy, according to terror analysts. The health department has fully operational hospitals, complete with maternity wards. Babies are delivered daily, registered, and issued with official ISIS birth certificates. It also runs a vaccination campaign with health workers on motorcycles delivering polio vaccine drops and shots to protect against measles, mumps, and rubella. It also has a court system that runs its strict interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Theft, for example, is punishable by chopping off a hand, but it also handles everything from traffic violations to rental disputes. The education department runs several schools and even the university in Mosul. Girls receive an education, though segregated from boys, and the curriculum is severely limited. No art, music, or theater, no physical education or philosophy, just reading, writing, math, and of course, religion, according to ISIS. Any teacher hoping to work must undergo ISIS official Sharia training. In many places, ISIS has simply taken over the civil infrastructure already in place. Particularly in war-torn Syria, ISIS hopes to prove it is bringing order to chaos, however violent its rule.